What should I do when I get a job offer, but I'm still interviewing with other companies? That's the question I'll be answering on today's Answering Your Job Search Questions segment. Hi, if this is your first time here, I'm Dr. Tega Edwin. I'm a career counselor and coach and the owner of Her Career Doctor, where I help women who are unhappy at work exit soul-sucking jobs, find a fulfilling career, and job search with confidence. Answering Your Job Search Questions is a new podcast segment where I'll be answering the questions I get around job searching and career development in general. So if you have a question you'd like to see me answer or hear me answer on a future episode, send it to us via email at podcast@hercareerdoctor.com. podcast@hercareerdoctor.com. Okay, so let's get into today's question. What should I do when I get a job offer, but I'm still interviewing with other companies? I found that navigating this situation trips a lot of people up while job searching. I actually can't tell you the amount of times I get this question of, you know, I just interviewed with one company. I have another interview coming up in 1 week or 2 weeks, but this company just made me an offer. I'm not sure how to navigate it. And honestly, the way you navigate it depends on one big question. Do you want a job with one of the companies you're still interviewing with more than you want a job with the company that made you an offer? If the answer is no, so let's just put letters. Let's say you have finished the interview process with company A and you are still currently interviewing with company B, and company A makes you a job offer. And company A was always your first choice. That's why it's company A. If you no longer want an offer or you don't want to work with company B, then let company B know that you are no longer available to interview with them. Like, it is perfectly okay for you to reach out and say, hey, I'm no longer interested. Thank you for the offer. Good luck with your search moving on. If you want to make that sound more professional, it could sound something like, you know, thank you for the invitation to interview with B organization. I've recently accepted an offer with another organization and I'm no longer available for the interview. Wish you the best moving forward with the job search. The end. It's that simple. Send the email, move on with your life, reach out to company A, negotiate the job offer, and then accept it. Now, if the answer is yes, meaning yes, you actually still want to work with company B more than company A who has made you the offer, then get a timeline from company B or any other companies that you are still interviewing with. Get a timeline for them for what the rest of their job search process will look like. So this email could sound like, thank you so much for the first interview. Like, I'm assuming you've had one round of interview, which is why you're still holding out on hope that it might go well for you. Thank you so much for this interview. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about how this process goes out and potentially working with you. I did want to let you know that I have just received an offer from another organization. I'm curious to know if we're able to shift the timeline for interview follow-ups, as I'm truly interested in potentially joining B organization. Right. So the aim here is to say, thanks, be gracious. I'm looking forward to any follow-up steps in this process, but I have gotten another offer, which means I'm about to go off the market. So can we shift your timeline? This also gives you a sense of how badly they want you. Like, if they legit want you, they will make things work to get you. Like, if you tell them that somebody else has made an offer and you made a good impression in the first pieces of communication you had with them, they will make it work. Okay? They would definitely make it work. The other thing you can do with company A, who you got the offer from, while you're still interviewing somewhere else, is to actually ask them when you need to let them know by, right? So imagine if you got an offer from company A on Monday and you're towards the end of the interviewing process with company B, and they said, we will let you know by Friday what the next steps are. So when you get that offer on Monday, you know, you can say, thank you so much for the job offer. I'm excited to potentially work with company blank, you know, company A, your company. When do I need to let you know my decision by? It's that simple. You don't need to let them know why you're asking for this timeline. It's just a simple question of, when do you need an answer from me? If they say you have 2 weeks, well, look at that. You can keep doing what you're doing with company B, finish that interview process and keep it moving. If they say we need to know by Wednesday, Then you go to company B and do what I said earlier. Say, hey, got another offer. If y'all really want me, match me up. Okay. And so that's how you can address that situation when you get a job offer, but you're still interviewing with other companies. You can let them know what condition you're now in, your situation, meaning I have competing offers. There is no need for you to tell them which companies you have competing offers with. They don't need that information. Just say, hey, I got an offer. Or if you're asking for an extension, just ask when I need to know by. They don't need to know that you're still interviewing with other people. Okay. I hope that was helpful for you. I do know that sometimes when people are reaching out to recruiters and hiring managers, they get tripped up on what to say in those pieces of communication and email. And so in my job search program, Job Search Simplified, one of the resources that you can actually get access to is a suite of over 30 networking emails. So emails to help you with reaching out to follow up after the interview, when you get an offer, trying to build a network, whatever it may be, like as it relates to your job search, I have written out all the emails that you need to help make communicating with recruiters and hiring managers in your job search so much easier. So if that's something you're interested in, you should definitely visit jobsearchsimplified.com to learn more about how you can join that program and to access that resource. Okay. Join us in Job Search Simplified. That link is job search simplified.com. You can also find that link in the episode description or on our show notes below. That's it for today's segment. I hope you found this helpful, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.